Okay. All right. So I wanted to. We were learning in Akdama. He mentioned the inyan of Talmud Torah in terms of Nigla and Nister and how much time to spend in one, time to spend in the other. So there's a piece in Shara Mitzvahs. That's what we saw last time. A piece in Shara Mitzvahs in Parashas Veschanan where he mentions that the Ari HaKadosh was makbid with this. That you know to bring out the point that whenever a person learns Nigla. Is with the Ion in Nigla. It's with the intention of breaking through Klipas. So that's what we mentioned, that the Ari HaKadosh, every sugya he would learn, the Ion, he would go through six different Mahalchim, Keneged, in Nigla, and then the seventh would be in Pnimius. That's what he did. So I figured, though, once, you know, just for a few minutes, maybe it's Kedai. Over here, this is also where in Parshas Chan and Shara Mitzvahs, where he talks about the Kavanah for Tar Lishma. So it's like all things. When it comes to the Mekubalim, the way the way the Arizal was Megalit was on a very, very, very high level. But it's really Merusha Kilas Yaakov. It's just a matter of being able to figure out how to be Malbishit and how to connect to it B'derech Avoda. Maybe I'll try to say quickly what the Kavan is of Tar Lishma and the Arizal, and then maybe we'll be able to just have a very simple, you know, Kavana about, you know, way to understand it. So again, you don't have this in front of you, but just very quickly. Inyan Ma Sh'omer Chazal, when Chazal say, Rameir Oimer, Kol Isaac B'Tar Lishma Zaych L'Dvarim Harbe. Right? So there's an inyan being Isaac B'Tar Lishma. B'Yura Yehuzeh. What does Lishma mean? So Lishma, Ratzal Oimer, L'Shem Hei. But the inyan of learning Tar Lishma means to learn Tar with the intention of developing the letter Hey. What does that mean? What's the loimer? Sheyamshich haTorah, to use the energy of the Torah, lois Hey, to develop and to cultivate the letter Hey. What is this letter Hey? So Hey always represents the feminine quality. But in terms of the feminine quality of the Neshama, there's two parts. There's Rachel and there's Leah. So which one is it? So he says, Vehei zu hi b'Leah. It's the inyan of Leah. And he goes on to say, okay, Kabbalah de Gesprach. And so he says like this, how do you do this? What's the intention? What's the Kavana? So he says like this. So again, the idea is that you're trying to draw energy from the Torah into that Bechina that's called Leia, that she should become fully developed. What does that mean? So he says like this, V'zaisi Kavana se'isekator l'shma, that you should be mechaving to bring the Iris of Torah, Alei al yayna to Leia, hanikris I say. And that will sweeten the judgments that are associated with Leah. Leah's it's an interesting sukkah by itself to know which one, Rachel or Leah, is the one that's most that needs the most fixing. But to a certain degree, Leah needs a lot of hamtaka, needs a lot of sweetening. There's dinim that are associated with Leah. Okay, we're not going into this. This is just mamish rashi prakim. So he says, Leah nikras dina kasha. Leah is a cold. Difficult din. That's why the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is called Dina Kasha, that's associated with Leah. The second day is called Dina Rafia, softer judgment, that's associated with Rachel. V'lochi in Tzchar Gadol, that's why you have such Gevaldig Yischar when you're Mamtik the dinim of Leah. That's why, Kol Ezbet Har Lishma, Zerch L'Dvar Marbe, it's an unbelievable Avoda. Ki Kol HaKavanah Srich Lias Adei Ois Hei. And all the Kavanahs of Tar Lishma are revolving around this letter Hey. How so? V'inyin Hu. So he says as follows. Every structure has three parts: the Chabad, Chagas, Nahi. Right, that's how every structure works: the head, the torso, and the feet. So each one of those parts, so to speak, of Leah is a letter Hey, and you have to work out the letter Hey in that Bechina. So he says it in three ways. As far as the Gilma Rishon is the Chabad of Leah, how are you Mamtik the Dinam over there? You have it in the following way. That the letter Hey, you can spell the letter Hey in full in three ways. Hey Yud, Hey, right? Hey Aleph, Hey, or Hey Hey. So he says as follows. Those three ways correspond to the three parts of Leah Chochma Bina Das. It's Hey Yud, is Hey Yud, Hey Aleph, and Hey Hey. That's number one. Chochma Bina Das. Of Leah. And then you go into the Chagas. The Chagas of Leah is also three Hays and sort of formed in three different ways. You can form the letter Hey with a Dalet and a Yud, right? Or with a Dalet and a Vav, right? Or with three Vavs. So he says those also correspond to the three aspects of Leah, Chesed, Gvur, and Tiferes of Leah. You know, see where this is headed. Ubegim Lachrein Sheva, the lower three parts of Netzach HaYisayit of Leah, is also in the following way. You go back to that, those three types of Heys of Chabad, which was Hey Yud, Hey Aleph, and Hey Hey, and now you gematriatize them. So that's not a word, but he says Hey Yud. If you do, let's say the first Hey Yud, right? If you do, which is 15 times 15, that'll be the Netzach, and then Hey Aleph, which is 6 times 6, that's going to be the Hayd, and Hey Hey, which is 10 times 10, that'll be the Yisayit. Okay, so he says like this: the gematria of all of that together. I'm not. If you work it all out, it all equals. Basically, it sums up to the word midas. Midas, like the word midas, mem dalet tav. That's all the gematrias of all the hays that we just went through in all different ways. It ends up turning into the word midas. Like the word midas is a measure. Like midas, something, the measurement of something. So he says, v'inei ha'oris elu, ha'oilam begematria midas. All these oris, the letter hay, which is all of lay, all the different aspects of lay, it's all the hay, all different ways of doing it, equals begematria, the word midas. And now the idea is, nimshachin la, misayit abba, nikras Torah, then you're being mamshich, when you're learning Torah l'shma, so the hay that you're being Isaac in altogether is, it's sort of captured by that word midas, and now you're being Isaac the Torah l'shma. You're bringing the light of Torah into that, and what is the light of Torah? So it says in pasuk, arucha me'eretz mida, that the Torah is greater than any measure. So what you're being, so that's what the Arizal says. So Leia is stuck in dinim. There's a certain level of dinim, and the word midas, we know measurement always means something constricted, something specific, and that means din. It's this and it's not that. When you're being Isaac Torah l'shma, then you're being taking something which is Arucha Me'eretz Mida, like, you know, they say, I think it's from the film The Gain or others. Arucha Me'eretz Mida means that even the measuring stick by which you, like, let's say you have a football field, right? So how do you measure a football field? By yards. You're not going to measure a football field by centimeters. That's, you know, it's too big of a space. So depending on how big the space is, that's the size of your measuring stick, right? If you're measuring, you know, something very, very small, then the measuring stick is centimeters, right? Or whatever. If it's very, very tiny, if it's very, very big, the universe, right? Then you want to measure the size, it's light years, right? You don't use yards, you use light years. Arucha me'eretz mida. Even the measuring stick to measure Torah is greater than the entire universe. Arucha me'eretz mida. That the mida within which you use to measure Torah is itself great. Arucha me'eretz is greater than the entire universe. So all of that you're infusing into Leah, which is the bechin of midas. Arkan, that's the kavan of lashma, basically. So what does that mean in avodas Hashem? So Leah, it basically boils down to this idea, which is learn Torah lashma means to learn Torah for the sake of the Shechina, which means to take the sugya that you're learning about. Let's say you're learning about I don't know, whatever you're learning about Tilchus Muksa, I don't know. So that's a very small and very tiny specific scenario. It's you standing next to a pen. Now that's like, it's a very small tiny scenario, and so it's very midas. It's very small, and you're small, and the pen is small, and the whole experience is very small. And when you learn Torah Lishma, your kavana is, no. This is the biggest thing in the universe right now. This inyan, this sugya, this piece of information is small enough that I can fit into my tiny head. But it's the wisdom of Hashem. So despite the fact that it's in a very, very small package, it's Arucha Me'eretz Mida in truth. In truth, it's the biggest thing in the universe. It's even the measuring stick in which to measure this experience is bigger than the entire universe. And that is all being, the Ribbono Shel Olam with his infinite kindness, is willing to take that huge experience, which is God Himself, and constrict it into such a tiny little package that even someone as small as me is able to appreciate it. And whether we realize it or not, the entire Torah is being constricted into every little piece of the Torah. And that's the great chiddush of Kedusha, is that there's no such thing as a piece of holiness. Like the Baal Shem Tov said, if you're connected to a piece of the Etzem, you're connected to the whole Etzem. So any little piece of Torah That's the kavanah of Torah Lishma, is that when you whatever it is that you're learning in Torah, as small as it might be, it's in truth contains within it the entirety of Torah, which is bigger, Arucha Meretz Midah. And that's why Yizarech L'Dvarim Harbe. Because when you learn Torah Lishma, so then you're Zarech L'Dvarim Harbe, because that's exactly what you're raising in. You're raising in Dvarim Harbe. What's Harbe? Harbe is whatever you have is Harbe. There's more. Right? That's what Harbe. Why doesn't he say, because that's the funny thing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, Ramir says, Yizarech L'Dvarim Harbe. Not only that, but Yizarech to this, this, and this, and this. So that's the Harbe. So what else is there? The answer is, that's what Harbe means. Harbe means whatever you got, there's more. Right, that's what the rabbi he said once. Hamidu talmidim harbe. Ashkenaz like Doyle. One of their institutions was always have more talmidim. What's mean more talmidim? There is no as many talmidim you have. There's more. There's room for more. So harbe means by its very definition immeasurable. It means beyond. And so Isaac Torah Lishma, by recognizing that whatever it is midas, is in truth bigger, Arucham Eretz Midah, than a person's Eichel Dvarim Harbe. That's true for Torah, and that's what we said in this whole Hakdama that we're learning. It's even more true, and it's even more necessary when it comes to the Shechina and Knesset Yisrael. It means when you're learning Torah, every single Yid is connected to a letter in Torah. It means that whatever Sugi and Torah that you're learning, you're being involved with a certain Nisham at that time. And so that's the kavan of Torah Lishma. That neshama might look small. It's not. It's Arucha Meretz Midah. Every neshama is the biggest thing in the universe, even the measuring stick by which to measure a neshama is bigger than the entire universe. And so that's the kavan of Torah Lishma, and that's Mamtik Leia. And then from there comes Gula. That's Mashiach Zekena. That's the Iris of Leia when it comes to the world in a healthy way. Okay, we should be zeicha to the Isaac Torah Lishma. See, it's not so hard. It's not so hard. That's the complicated kavanas, but you bring it down, it's really not so hard. We should be zeicha to the Isaac Torah Lishma, be zeicha to the Dvarim Harbe, and only hear Basura's Torah.